The Texans, as we know right now, sit here at 2-0 in the division right now. And as we said earlier this week, Tyler's right on his way in his belief that they are going to just run away with this thing games as they're 2-0. And the rest of the division right now is 0-2. As the Titans, they've choked away. Check that. Will Levis has choked away a couple of games here to get them winless, as well as Trevor Lawrence.
He can't play dead man in a horror movie.
There you go. And the Jags, they've lost their first two, and the Texans have a win over the Colts, and then the Colts lost to Green Bay, so they're 0-2. And I'd like to throw out to the people, 713-572-4610. Those of you here in Buffalo Wild Wings, you can think about it too. YouTube and Twitch, Clint and Tyler as well. As they sit 2-0, after the first couple of weeks, which team that's 0-2 do you get the sense will be the team that the Texans potentially have to hold off to win the AFC South? Who is it the first couple of weeks? As we said, they're all 0-2. But who is it that you think the Texans will initially have to hold off to win this division? My man right here in front of us, he just mouthed to me the Colts. He thinks it's the Colts after the first 2 weeks. You saw them. They did play you tight. Like, we do understand that thing could have gone either way if they could connect on some of those down-the-field plays, you know, that may have gone a different way. Do you sense it is the Colts right now as the team that the Texans may have to hold off?
Yeah, look, I'm not going to jump off that thought that the Colts are the number two team in this division.
You've said it. You said you feel like Shane Steichen wishes he had that game back.
Yeah, look, I just think it's a different ball game if you protect your quarterback a bit. He called plays in that game as if he had a quarterback that he had 4 or 5 years worth of experience with. And not a running back that was running the ball downhill. I think if they run the ball down, like I'm talking about overly commit to running the football downhill, I think that game's different. I just do. I don't that was their strength. That was our weakness. They were doing a good job of it early on. Now, circumstances, the way the game played out, it was going to be hard to run the football in the second half. I get that, so not totally on him. But early in that game, in that first half, throwing the football on first and second down with Anthony Richardson was pointless. When you had Jonathan Taylor in the back. So I look, and then you turn around. So you lose by playing. I mean, that was C ball from the Colts at best, if you're a Colts fan. And you lost by 2 points, 29-27. Right? I mean, you got to feel pretty good if you're the Colts, and hey, we're going to at least play better. I don't know if we're going to win. We're going to play better next time we play them. And then you lost to the Green Bay Packers 16-10. Granted, that was a Green Bay Packer team that didn't have Jordan Love. And that was a Green Bay Packer team that ran all over your defense again. But it's 2 weeks. I think the Colts are going to be significantly better by week 8 than they were week 1 and 2. And I'm going to ride with the Colts on this thing. Anthony Richardson's going to be better. Shane Steichen's going to be better. The offense overall is going to be better. And I just can't believe that the defense is as bad as it's been in the first 2 weeks.
Hell, they just lost DeForest Buckner. He just went on the IR.
Well, they were bad without him, so hell with it. Bring in the next one.
They were bad with him
is what I meant.
I don't know if that's the way they go. Hell, they were bad. We sucked with them. I heard Gus Bradley say, we have got to come together as a group to stop the run. I see some people here on the text line roll through the Jags a couple of times there on the text line. Someone did agree with you. I say the Colts. Richardson is going to break loose eventually. I do think it's between the Colts and the Jags because Will Levis plays the game like he's just taking shots. Like, you know, sometimes you make plays.
You mean when, taking shots at the bar or like yeah, just taking
yeah,
shots?
Well, he takes shots at the bar and then leads him to take shots. I think, like, honest to God, there are some possessions I think he has hit tequila. Before walking out, just hit it real quick, bam, hit the table,
and
hit tequila. Yeah, well, he looks like it. He drinks coffee and puts mayonnaise in it. So I think he's a funky guy. So maybe you're right. Maybe he's over there just taking Everclear. But anyway, he plays like he's taking shots. You can depend on not just a dumb play, but like a take you out at the knees type play a game. Wait. Or hey, two from him.
You're going to find out about Jacksonville. They're 0-2, and they're staring down the pipe of Buffalo and Houston.
No, yeah, and they've played tight games. And tight games, I think they probably think they should have won. So I think it's between Jacksonville and Indy. And the thing about the Colts is you watch them, and I think it's clear to see they were close to you. And I think for them more than the Jags, I can see, boy, it's hard to think that they don't get better with their defense. It's hard to think their defense is going to be that bad. Even when it's hard to think that Gus Bradley and them and those guys won't put something together for them to be a bit better. And it's hard to think that Anthony Richardson, a guy you've talked about, just ain't played that many games. He's still under 20 games, I think, played since college. It's got to be close to it. If he's not, it's just 21. So there, it's hard to not sense that he won't get better either. So I think it's between those two, and I would lean towards the Colts because I can clearly see places they'll get better. Trevor, I mean, I know he's got more talent than that, but I mean, we're year four now or something like that. Like, at some point, you know, you're kind of close to what you are. So, to me, I think it's between the Colts and the Jags, and I would lean towards the Colts like you.
Yeah, it's been bad for the Colts, but I'm not going to jump off that opinion yet. Not quite yet.
And like you said, I think Shane Steichen would love to have – I think he'd love to have back calls in that Packers game. I think he played that one weird.
I didn't watch that game, so I'm not real sure how.
I think he threw the ball too much in that game.
I'm not real sure how Malik Willis ends up. Wasn't that Malik Willis game?
Yeah.
I'm not real sure how Malik Willis gets you, but
I think he's about 10 of 12 for about 106 yards or something like that. Mm. But he ran for 60, and they ran for 261 as a whole. So tough one there. All right, Arch Manning gets his first start as he is going to be in with an injured Quinn Ewers. You think there is anything Arch can do in this game that potentially would jeopardize Quinn's chances of getting back as a starter?
No, absolutely not. Look, there would have been, had Quinn not had the game against Michigan that he had, then I would have a much different take. But right now, Quinn went on the road in the Big House against Michigan, the defending national champs. And had a Heisman Trophy type of coming out party. He's the leader of the pack. They won, what was it, 31-10. They won convincingly by three touchdowns.